Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
68
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
66
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
64
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
61
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
61
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
61
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
59
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Clear.
61
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Clear.
64
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Clear.
70
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Clear.
73
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, A9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 1100 hours.
Clear.
75
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Clear.
77 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KO6HK. Monitoring.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Clear.
79 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Clear.
81
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Clear.
81
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Clear.
81
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Clear.
82
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 1800 hours.
Clear.
81
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Net Pre-Net. Do I have any check-ins for the Pre-Net? Call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec. KE8PCQ, Davin Bay City, no traffic.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick and Saginaw, no traffic.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Any other pre-net check-ins for the Sunday net? Call now.
Alpha Delta 8 Delta X-ray, Jim, mobile in and out. No traffic.
Thank you for the in and out station. Drive careful out there. Everybody stand by. We'll be starting the net here in just a moment, KC8YVF.
Good evening. 1900 hours.
Clear.
82
degrees.
This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot. And I'm located in Saginaw County and will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at KADAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements from the net. From the pre-net, I have the following stations, KE8PCQ, KC8VOA, and 88DX, who was in and out mobile. Those stations need not check in again. At this time, I will take check-ins from those stations that are on short-time mobile or are in and out. Please call now. Okay, we'll take any Echolink stations. Any Echolink stations for the net? Call now. Okay, we'll continue with regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the Mid-Michigan net. Call now.
This is KFA EDQ, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
K8KCI, Jeff in Oakley, no traffic.
Okay, we picked up Mike, KD8EDQ, or KF8EDQ, and Jeff, K8KCI. Any other check-ins for the net? Call now. Okay, the last station you were broken up. Try again. Last station that tried to call in, please try again. Do I have any relays on that station? Any relays? Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with the net. We'll give him a chance to maybe correct some issues if he had something. He was in and out there very quickly. Didn't get really a call sign, just a couple of syllables. So you may want to try a different location, increase your power, something like that, and give it a try here in a moment. We'll make another call here in about 5 minutes or so. Good evening, everyone. I'll run down the list again. KE8PCQ, Dave. KC8VOA, Rick. Our in and out station, 88DX. KF8EDQ, Mike, and K8KCI, Jeff. Good evening, everyone. Hopefully everyone had a good week and a good weekend. Been quite nice. Weekend was beautiful. For me, lots of work done and actually got a few things accomplished. So that was a good thing. I quit early today after 12 hours working outside yesterday. I had enough. Wife and I got in just before dark. We got in, sat down in the sunset, and so it was a long day. We started about 10 o'clock in the morning, or 9:30 or so, and didn't get in to just before 10 last night, so a long day. All right, let's start at the top of the list. We have Dave, KE8PCQ, standby KC8VOA.
KC8YVF in the group. Well, it's been a good week. The deck is done. I got 7 pounds of number 8 screws, 3 inches long, inserted, and everything is looking good. We got the old deck boards, all the nails taken out, all of them cut in half so that we can transport them, and they're on the trailer ready to be strapped down to take to recycle. So that project's done, and we enjoyed the deck today, put a couple chickens on and let them go for a while and had dinner, and now we're relaxing. A good thing. Going to get used to the radio tonight, and I turn it on, and I go, what's wrong? Well, I had disconnected the antenna last week, and I didn't put it back on. So we're coming through good now. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to that.
Good news on the deck then, and that, Dave, glad you got that task accomplished. And yeah, with the antennas, I've done that before. I disconnected them for storms, forgot to reconnect them. I go to get on the net, nothing's happening. I try a different radio, nothing's happening. What's going on here? I can't get anything to work. And it took me for a few minutes to realize, it's kind of like I happen to look and here's a cable dangling. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, I got to reconnect the antennas. They work better that way. So that has happened before, and it'll probably happen again. All right, we'll go down to Rick, KCA-VOA, and then standby KF8-EDQ. Good evening, Rick.
Well, good evening, Ron, and everybody in the net. Thank you for doing the net tonight, Ron. Yes, it was a beautiful weekend. Had a good, enjoyable time. I was up north camping and getting things ready for family camp up there. So all in all, things were very good. Had some good days up there, and really appreciate it. And with that, I'm going to turn back for net control. KCAVOA back to KCAYVF.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Yeah, that's something I got to try and get my wife to do is take a break and get away from the house here for a weekend or something. Have my daughter take care of the animals. It's been working all weekends long here. It's getting to me, and as she said, getting to a point that she just can't handle it anymore. We have various flower gardens around the house that she put in when she was younger, and the chore of trying to take care of these have kind of got away from her. And that's what we were doing today, was trying to get her caught back up in some matters and some other projects. All right, KF8EDQ, and then we'll take a station break. Go right ahead, Mike.
KCYVF, KF8EDQ. Yeah, thanks for letting me in, Ron. And what did I do this weekend? My mom came into town. My mom and her husband, my stepdad, came into town. They came up from Florida. We hung out pretty much all weekend. Played some pickleball yesterday and today. You know, shared a few meals together, and now they're now they're up in Tawas, and they're going to be on their way to a cabin near Higgins Lake. So I think they're going to spend the week there, maybe spend a day on Mackinac Island. They usually do that once a year. My grandma always likes to go. So other than that, I put up a weather station earlier today. I registered it with Weather Underground, and it came with a little panel and gives me the weather forecast so I can report on rain. Report on rain rates, rainfall rates, and inches fallen and whatnot. So I'm pretty excited about that. Other than that, I haven't played too much radio lately. I've been I updated all of my Meshtastic devices lately, and I haven't done any HF since field day. So I did end up going to the animal shelter yesterday and walked some dogs for a while. So it's been a busy weekend and a nice one. I'm sore all over from pickleball. So KFA EDQ, back to net.
All right, Mike. Yeah, it sounds like you've had a real busy weekend. And watching the reports online from hospital ERs and that, how many pickleball injuries they get because they've got a lot of older people playing pickleball and straining muscles and tearing muscles and whatever else. And they said they've seen a drastic increase in injuries from pickleball. So it may sound like it's a good sport and a little low stress or whatever, but not for everybody, I guess. So not for me. I got a bad knee, and trying to run around on that wouldn't work at all. I would make things worse than they already are. So, all right, this is Ron, KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Please call now.
KDA-PAZ, Mini Park, no traffic.
We got you, Mini. Anyone else for the net? Okay, we'll head down to Oakley, KAKCI, Jeff, and then stand by Mini.
Thanks, Ron. Yes, that is KAKCI. Let me get some of that.
right, Jeff. Wow, that was tough to copy there. I caught a majority of it, but you're really down on power there. Actually, you were being voted by the Gera repeater out in Frankenmuth, and usually you're coming in from Bancroft, but that even had a lesser signal from that area. So I imagine you're on an HT, very staticky, very low audio, so we'll give you a chance here on the 73 round in that. So we'll catch you here in a bit. Kitty 8 PAZ, Minnie, you're up next.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to all the other guys on here. Not much going on. Did finally meet my grandson-in-law. Met him yesterday. The family met there at the church in Midland, and then we went to Merchandise Outlet, and then we went to my granddaughter's apartment. So I didn't get home until almost 10 o'clock, so had a good visit, though, with him. He's a very nice young man, and he walks up, and he looks at me, and he points down my leg. I think he was trying to tell me, because I had shorts on, I think he was trying to tell me I'm supposed to have long pants on, because their family there, you know, his sisters and all that, they wear long dresses all the time. So other than that, not doing much. Got a little excitement going on over here again tonight. I'm sitting here and I see this guy come around the brush there, and it's a police officer with a gun, and he told me to stay inside. He was after my neighbor again. So this is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, you lived the exciting life out there in Burt. And I'm glad that you finally met your grandson-in-law. And, yeah, the customs are, as you said, very different. My daughter has a friend who's the family is Indian, and they used to live here in Saginaw when he worked for Midland Dow, but now they're actually living out in Des Moines, Iowa. So they talk on a regular basis and video chat and that. And that was one of the things. They're usually in dresses. And never in shorts. The women do not wear shorts, so it's always long dresses. Some pants, but she is mostly in long dresses. Doesn't matter what the weather is out. That's, again, the customs for it. And it's hot in India, so they get used to wearing that type of clothes and that. So definitely a little bit different. When my daughter had... Her friend's name, woman's name is Kuzuma, and her parents were in from India, and my daughter made a traditional Indian dinner for them, because Kuzuma taught her how to cook Indian food. So she had them over for dinner, and she made two spices of it, a Indian spice and then more of a lighter spice. But, yeah, her parents were very impressed that a white girl could cook Indian food the way that they did. They really enjoyed it. And so, yeah, it's different, that's for sure. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call out. Okay, short list tonight. We'll go back up for the 73 round. KE8PCQ, stand by. KC8VOA. Good evening again, Rick.
KC8YOF, YVF in the group. Yeah, it is a short one tonight. At least today, the weather was just absolutely gorgeous. Tuesday, I'm not so sure. It's going to get a little on the heated side. So I'm probably not going to partake in my shooting that day. I probably have enough sweat that I couldn't see. With that said, everybody have a good week. Stay cool. KE8PCQ. Back to KC8YVF. 73.
Yes, it is supposed to be a hot one this week. They're actually calling for, I think it's Wednesday, triple digits temperature-wise, not just heat index. But I've seen one at 100, one at 101, so very uncustomary for Michigan to reach those temperatures. But another week of the 90s here, so prepare for that. Stay hydrated. Stay in the air conditioning. For me, I'll be at work all week, so I'll be using his electricity, the boss's air, and so that's a good thing, I guess. All right, next up on the list, KC8VOA, and then standby KF8EDQ. Good evening again, Rick.
Well, good evening again, Ron. Yes, it's going to be a toasty week by the sounds of things. Probably the hottest week of the year so far. And I plan on staying on the cool side of the door the best I can. I've got to get out and water some plants tonight yet. We're gone for the weekend. Just got back home and haven't even finished unloading the truck yet, but I need to do that too as well. And take care of a few things and get ready for tomorrow's weekly devotional group. And that's how things are going to start out for the week. And hopefully I hear everyone on tomorrow night's net. Minnie, you stay safe. It sounds like you live in a dangerous neighborhood now. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to net control. KCBOA.
All right, thanks, Rick. Yeah, that's what I got to do is get out in water later tonight, and I got to go up and pick one of the motorcycles up to get gas in it. I was running low, and I tried to start it today, and it wouldn't start. And it just dawned on me. I looked at the speedometer at the miles on it. I'm thinking, oh, I'm close to, usually I get about 180 miles on a tank, and I was about 12 miles short of that, so I switched it over to reserve tank, and it started right up. So I said, well, after Nanette here, I have to run it up to the gas station and get it filled so I can ride the bike to work this week. Save on the gas. It'll be a warm one, but that's okay. I don't mind it. You just keep the car there and save on the fuel. It still hasn't come down too much. For me, project-wise, I finally finished up the wife's flower boxes. They are now up on the house. So yesterday, even in the heat, we used a blowtorch, a large torch, to burn the flower boxes to give them their color and to seal the wood. So it turned out very well, but like I said, I started about 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, and the basic structure was built. We just had to finish them and do burn them all and all of that. So like I said, I finally finished up. Got them done, got the brackets. We had to turn the brackets around because these are a little taller, so I had to do some work on that on the house. Got that done yesterday, and finally we got them put into place and secured. My wife started putting some flowers in them, so she got just some greenery in it, and she said she's got to look for some other flowers. She didn't like the plastic flowers of what she had, so she's going to go to the store and see what else she can find to put in there. But that project's done. I got all the bushes trimmed around the house, so that was something else again today. A few other things done, odds and ends. So it was a productive weekend. I'm just wore out again, so I'm glad to go back to work so I can sit and try and heal for next weekend. So that's kind of the routine. Next up on the list, we got Mike, KF8EDQ, standby KC8KCI. Good evening again, Mike.
Well, Ron, that pickleball, yeah, it can get really intense, especially when you're playing with those young people. They can move a lot faster and quicker than we can. You know, I'll be 40 this year, so it's been a while since I was in high school. But man, those pickleball courts, they're always full of people. And last night was no exception. Every court was full. And I played the other night, I think it was Thursday night, I played against a couple of high school kids, and man, they whooped our butts. So they're out there serving some mean serves, let me tell you. But yeah, it is fun. I got a couple bad knees myself, so they're creaking, and I can hear them grinding. I don't even have weight on them, and they're grinding, just moving them around. But I need to move around a bit more, so it's fun for me. But I'm gonna see if I can get some of my friends to do it. But it's good to hear everybody in there, and hope everybody stays safe and cool, and have a good week. 73 KF8 EDQ, back to net.
Yeah, when I was younger and that, I used to play tennis a lot. A friend of mine and I would go play tennis. There was a business by where we lived, and behind the business, they had a tennis court. So we would go up there at night and play tennis for 2-3 hours, and then on Sundays, we would go ice skating to the local rink. We'd go ice skating for a couple of hours. So got the exercise then. Not so much now. My exercise now is working around the house, and I just kind of looked in that. I did about 24,000 steps this weekend. Yesterday, I did about a little over 10,000, and I never left the driveway. It was walking between the house and the driveway, measuring and cutting parts and things like that a couple of times into the house, get different tools or whatever I needed. But basically, I did 10,000 steps in my driveway. And today, I'm looking at the watch, I'm over 13,000, and I never left the yard. So it was just walking around my yard, which is 150 by 90. So lots of steps around the yard. I get my exercise on the weekend, and I got to make sure I wear the knee brace to give it some support so I don't twist it in the wrong direction and cause more damage than probably what I've got again. So that's the way it is. This is KCYVF, Ron, for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll continue on to Jeff, K8KCI. Stand by, Minnie. Good evening again, Jeff.
Well, let me know if this sounds better.
That sounds much better. I can at least copy all of the words.
Okay. Yeah, we had it on my beam towards the other way, and she wasn't working right. So, but other than that, we'll just make it a real short one. We did go to Chipchuana, had fun, been different. Other than that, we made a couple connections to my RV net, and we did an activation while we were down here in the park. She was a hot one, so it was different. But I used the 891 for this trip, and
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Other than that, we'll just say that's it. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. This is KATCI, and Ron, thanks for doing the net. Back to the next show.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, on that one, you were almost full scale on the Bancroft receive site, which you normally are. And actually, you were bringing up all of the receive sites. So even out to Gera, like you said, you were bringing them all up. So something I can't do. I'm running 5 watts here at 42 feet. I basically peg Rosine. I peg Davenport and Covenant. I don't bring up Gera. I don't bring up Hemlock or Bancroft. So even at 5 watts from here, I might end on 3 out of the 6 receive sites. So never get out to Gera unless I'm running full 50 watts, and even then it's not very strong. So just where I'm at, it's not quite conducive for some of those locations to get into them, but at least I can get in. All right, last up on the list, Minnie, KDA-PAZ. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Ron. This is KDA-PAZ, and I sent you a picture, Ron, of us all together there at my granddaughter's apartment. So my daughter took the picture and sent it to me, and I sent it to you and a few other people, so because they don't put it on Facebook to share, so I have to go in and send it to people that I want to see it. But other than that, not much else, and I hope you got my message that I will be on there the 22nd at the anniversary thing. So this is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
Yes, Minnie, I did get your post from that, so I have you on the list, attendee for that. Again, the invitations are out in the mail for the anniversary party. Need an RSVP by August 1st, so you've got about 3 weeks here to get the information sent to me. One form or another, there is my email address on there is the preferred way. That way I get record of it, that I didn't miss somebody. But carrier pigeon, text message, smoke signals, whatever it takes, get it to me so I can get you on the list. So Again, August 22nd, we're looking at 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. For the anniversary party. This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. All right, and Minnie, I'll look for the what you sent me there with the family. That sounds good. Do I have any other closing comments or announcements for the Net? KC8VOA, go ahead.
I am assuming your foot is doing much better if you got that many steps in. KC8VOA.
Yeah, it comes and goes. Last Monday, I had a case of gout. By Friday, it was better. By Thursday, it was better. So after taking the medication and ibuprofen and a few other things there, it was better. I rode the motorcycle to work on Friday, which was okay, and then it's just work calls. So luckily it's doing it. That foot's been giving me problem now. The other one's been bad for 10 years, but the left one's now kind of acting up, and then the left knee, like I said, I've got the knee brace on for the last 2 days, just trying to help that out. But yeah, it comes and goes. When I get the gout, it's about 3 or 4 days. Medicine usually takes care of it after that, and drinking lots of water. So up and at them again until something else occurs. Any other announcements for the Net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 7 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's Net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This Net is now closed at 7:30. And returning the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone. We'll talk to some of you tomorrow on the Savara Net. If not, have a good week. 73, KC8YVF, clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
This is Whiskey Delta 8 Juliet Echo Lima calling on KADAC. This is Whiskey Delta 8 Juliet Echo Lima calling out on KADAC.
Juliet Echo Lima, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec. The name is Mike. Go ahead. Nothing heard. KFA EDQ clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 2000 hours. Clear. 82 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.